The Resilience of a City, Hong Kong's Fight for Freedom and the Mid-Autumn Festival. Commentary. As I stood in a Chinese supermarket in Toronto, Canada, gazing upon the beautifully arranged mooncakes, I found myself transported to a poignant memory: my last Mid-Autumn Festival in 2020, spent in Hong Kong during a politically tumultuous period, a mere 3 months after the enactment of the National Security Law. The mooncakes on those shelves appeared to encapsulate the very essence of the festival, evoking a history of resilience and the compelling power of unity. This was particularly poignant when considering the historical struggles of the Chinese people against the Yuan dynasty. In that tranquil aisle of the supermarket, I embarked on a mental journey, a voyage through time, a quest to comprehend better the remarkable tale of Zhu Yuanzhang, the founding emperor of the Ming dynasty. He was believed to have employed mooncakes to foment resistance against the oppressive Yuan dynasty. However, it's important to note a precaution: some view Zhu Yuanzhang's story as folklore or urban legend, not necessarily historical fact. This year, the Mid-Autumn Festival, falling on September 29, holds immense cultural significance, symbolizing unity and togetherness. In this narrative, we delve into the plight of modern-day Hong Kong's political prisoners, drawing parallels to the folklore of the Mid-Autumn Festival and the strategic use of mooncakes in the Ming Dynasty by Zhu Yuanzhang to convey messages of resistance. By intertwining these narratives, we aim to highlight the unwavering resilience of Hong Kong's democracy movement and its relentless pursuit of freedom in the face of oppression. Zhu Yuanzhang, the visionary founding emperor of the Ming Dynasty, emerged as a beacon of resistance during the 14th century, confronting the oppressive rule of the Yuan dynasty. Facing an era of suppression, Zhu Yuanzhang orchestrated a rebellion to restore Han Chinese rule, overcoming monumental challenges in organizing resistance efforts and disseminating information. During these turbulent times, he ingeniously turned to the Mid-Autumn Festival as a strategic tool. In this tumultuous period, mooncakes played a pivotal role in conveying critical information. Zhu Yuanzhang and his rebels utilized mooncakes to clandestinely spread messages among the Han Chinese populace, who were largely disenchanted with the Mongol rule. Concealed within these pastries were small pieces of paper containing crucial instructions and rallying cries, effectively disguising their revolutionary plans. During the 13th century, communication was heavily controlled by the Yuan dynasty. Rebel leaders recognized the necessity for a covert method to disseminate information widely. Mooncakes, widely consumed during the Mid-Autumn Festival, provided the perfect medium for this purpose. Rebels distributed mooncakes containing hidden messages, encouraging the people to unite against their oppressive rulers. Fast-forwarding to modern times, Hong Kong's fight for freedom intensified during the 2019 anti-extradition movement. The movement united people of all ages and backgrounds, showcasing their determination to protect their autonomy and resist Beijing's encroachments on their freedoms. The one country, two systems principle was gradually eroding, prompting widespread protests and strikes. The mooncakes, with their symbolic round shape, also represent unity and togetherness. For the diaspora community, this symbol carries even more weight. It signifies their shared struggle for freedom and the unity needed to navigate the challenges they face in their new environments. Just as the mooncakes bring families together, they remind the diaspora of the unity and solidarity they must maintain in their fight for Hong Kong's glory. In the wake of the 2019 anti-extradition law resistance in Hong Kong, the enactment of the National Security Law in June 2020 marked a turning point, prompting an exodus of Hong Kongers seeking refuge and freedom abroad. This mass migration has led to significant growth in the diaspora community of Hong Kongers overseas. As the Mid-Autumn Festival approaches, a tradition where families gather to enjoy mooncakes and celebrate, it is a poignant moment for many in the diaspora community. The mooncakes, a symbol of unity and togetherness, evoke memories of the good old glory days of Hong Kong. Hong Kong's resistance against the increasing influence of Beijing was cross-generational and diverse. From students to professionals, civil servants to business people, and academics to journalists, they stood together to safeguard their liberties. Despite the tightening grip of Beijing, Hong Kong's resilience remained unwavering, mirroring the spirit of defiance seen in Zhu Yuanzhang's era. Amidst this struggle for freedom, numerous individuals were imprisoned, enduring the loss of liberties. Notably, Jimmy Lai, the founder of Apple Daily, marked his 1,000th day of incarceration on September 26, under the national security law. Inside the Hong Kong jails, prisoners, including political ones, received mini mooncakes during the Mid-Autumn Festival. This small token symbolized hope and a reminder that even in confinement, the quest for freedom persisted. In conclusion, the folklore of Zhu Yuanzhang and the strategic use of mooncakes as a means of resistance resonate with Hong Kong's modern-day fight for freedom. The Mid-Autumn Festival, celebrated with mooncakes, is a time to remember the struggles of the past and appreciate the present. Despite the centuries separating these events, the pursuit of freedom is an influential, unifying element, showcasing humanity's unwavering spirit. Hong Kong's battle for autonomy and democracy stands as a testament to the enduring strength of both the city and its populace. The Hong Kong diaspora must persist in expressing their beliefs and standing with those who sacrificed their freedoms for a greater ideal. The faith in a liberated Hong Kong persists, residing in the hearts and actions of those who hold freedom dear. Let us cling to hope, for a free Hong Kong shall rise again. And to those reveling in the festivities, may your Mid-Autumn Festival be joyous and fulfilling. Runs a family office. Chin was formerly the country head of a UK publicly listed hedge fund, the largest of its kind measured by asset under management. Outside the hedge fund space, Chin is the convener of the 2047 Hong Kong Monitor and a senior advisor of Reporters Without Borders. Chin studied speech communication at the University of Minnesota and received his MBA from the University of Toronto.